That Edge is Chrisette.com. Racing's number one website has the value-added information not available anywhere else. Trainer and jockey stats, detailed pedigree data, exclusive Brits pace, speed, and class ratings, free memberships, free handicapping software, race entries and results, handicapper selections, and so much more. For a true picture of how the race will be run, discover Brissette.com, the official data source of the Kentucky Derby.
Well, the best colt from the second crop by Pioneer the Nile is American Pharoah. The best colt from the first crop by Pioneer the Nile is Cairo Prince. In his three starts as a two-year-old, Cairo Prince won his first time out, a maiden special at Belmont Park. Came back, won the Grade 2 Nazareth Stakes by 2.5 lengths, and was ahead bobbing second in the Grade 2 Remsen, all those starts in New York. In his first start as a three-year-old, he won the Grade 2 Holy Bull Stakes at Gulfstream Park, won by nearly 6 lengths in a performance that stamped him as the favorite for the Kentucky Derby, a race he was prevented competing because of a training injury. Cairo Prince brings great potential to stud. He's a superb individual, the most expensive weanling and most expensive yearling from his sire's first crop. His sire, in his second crop, is sired a Triple Crown winner. His dam, by Hall of Famer Holy Bull, a sire sires in his own right, won stakes, and the family's heavy with black type. Kieran McLaughlin described Cairo Prince as special as they come. He did everything effortlessly. Sound familiar? He stands at Mr. and Mrs. Brereton C. Jones Airdrie Stud. See the website, airdriestud.com, and keep in mind that the Airdrie Stallions are your key to racing profit.
From the horse capital of the world, it's Horse Tales with Ursel Ellis on Fox Sports 1580.
And down the stretch they come!
We'll talk about the horses.
Oh, whirl away, pulls away.
The people.
Here comes Jim Cam down the middle of the track now.
And the history of the thoroughbred industry.
And it's Trick Material that went to play 2.5 lengths.
Now live from Kentucky's bluegrass region, here's Ursel.
Well, good morning, and we are here at the Thoroughbred Center in the Clocker Stand, your usual position every Saturday morning at about this time. It's a little bit overcast this morning, but I think it's going to clear off. There's a chance of rain tomorrow, and I hate to say this, but we could use a little rain right now. But I don't know. The grass is for the end of August and getting into September is about as good as I've ever seen it. Looks more like June to me or late May. But we'll take it. Anyway, it's a beautiful morning, and I'm glad to be here, still above ground. And what are we going to do this morning? Well, Jackie will be here in a few minutes. She's on her way. Ann Hardy's coming in at the top of the hour, and she's the executive director of Horse Country, Inc. That's a group of America's leading thoroughbred farms and nurseries that formed an organization to promote horse breeding and racing to the fans. And she's going to talk a little bit about that when she gets here. And I have never met Ann, but we're going to meet her at the top of the hour anyway. Michael Blowen is up in New York. We're going to call him in a few minutes. He spends more time in. He might as well pay taxes up there as much as he's been up there this summer. He didn't want to do that in New York, though. They're pretty steep. And, I wouldn't know. I'm pretty steep in Kentucky as far as I'm concerned. Dr. Walridge is back at Ellis Park. Maybe he'll be on next week. We'll see if we can't get him. Steve Moody, of course, today's a big day racing up in New York. It's Travers Day. All kinds of graded stakes up there today. And let's see, we've got Jackie's announcements are coming. And, of course, we're going to take a look at a couple of past winners of the Travers Stakes, just for a little bit of fun. And did you happen to see the first start by Jess's Dream the other day? It was August the 24th at Saratoga. And Jess's Dream, if you don't know by now, is the first foal out of Rachel Alexander, who was a horse of the year. Great race mare. He was by Curlin. Was bred. Jess's Dream was bred by Stone Street Thoroughbred Holdings in the state of Harold McCormick. Boy, he turned in a fantastic performance. The first time out, he's a three-year-old, and he was in the sixth race at Saratoga. which was a maiden special with an $83,000 pot. And first time, she was the only first time starter in the field. He got off bad. He was a 7-horse field. He was seventh. At the quarter pole, he was, I counted this up, I pulled a chart on this, 18 and a half lengths out of it at the quarter pole. At the half mile, after a half, he was 16 and a half lengths out of it. After three quarters, he was 13 lengths out of it. With an eighth of a mile to go, he was 9 and a half lengths out of it, and he won by length. That I wish I had seen this thing. Dr. Murray West called me, and we talked. He wanted to know if I'd seen it, and I'd missed it, Doug, and he was raving about it. And he says this horse is going to be something else. Of course, Kieran McLaughlin trains him, and he was raised over at Stone Street Farm over there. Those people. The mare has had two foals, and both of them have won at the Saratoga meeting. Jesse's Dream won his first start, and then the two-year-old out of the mare, by Bernardini, she won her first start. So she's batting 1,000. I said they haven't bred her in the last couple of years. She had her the last foal she had, she almost died, and they haven't bred her back. And I don't know if they will again or not. I know the people over at Stone Street. They take awful good care of their horses. And if there's any chance that she'll have problems, they wouldn't breed her. But if a year or two, the vet's all okay and says, well, there's no reason you can't breed her, I'm sure they will. But the mare come first over there with those people. They do a great job over there at Stone Street. And anyway, so Jesse's Dream. Anyway, the horse's nickname, he's got a nickname, it's Taco. And I was talking to Mike Warren, he about this horse the other day, and he says, well, Taco won his first start, huh? And I said, who? Well, his horse's name is Taco on the farm. But anyway, that's, look, come in here. Come on in. Sit down, Rennie. What's you doing?
Oh, not much. Stop by to say hi.
Good. Sit down. You got a note in your hand. You might go and tell me something.
Well, we're going to go out and work a couple of horses with our students here in a couple of minutes, and I'm going to see if you want me to stop by and introduce them to you.
Yeah, bring them by. Okay. You got their names written down for me?
I can write them down right now.
You better, because I'll forget them.
Okay. This will be their second workout, and a couple of good riders. Hopefully, they'll move on to become professional jockeys here in a bit.
Yeah, why don't you? See, I got a guest at 9. No, wait a minute. Yeah, that's right, at 9. Can you bring them over, say, about 9:30, something like that?
Absolutely.
All we'll right.
Do that.
Good.
Okay, and I'll write their names down for you.
All right, good. All right. Yeah. Thank you, Rennie.
Okay.
That's what the. All right, let's see, getting back to Jesse's Dream. Looking forward to his next start. I got to tell a story on a friend of mine, Woody Coyle. Woody and I worked at the racing form together for, I don't know, a long time. And he and I are pretty good friends. He called me the other day and says, well, I owe you a cheeseburger. Well, he owes me a cheeseburger for about 20 years now. So he finally, he'd come up with it, you know. And I met him down at the Bourbon Barrel down in Bourbon County, in Lexington, I mean in Paris. If you haven't eaten there, great cheeseburgers in there. And not only that, the fried bologna sandwich is out of this world. And it's I love fried bologna sandwiches, and it's the best I've ever tasted. I'll tell you how to find it. If you're going into Paris, you know, there's a golf course right there on the right. And just as soon as you pass the golf course, you look at that shopping center right there. Right on the end is Bourbon Barrel. Stop in there and get a sandwich, you know. Then I think on Friday nights they have all you need catfish, so it's a pretty good deal. Well, anyway, I met Woody for lunch, and we were talking, and he says, you know, he was just got back into town. He'd been out of town, and he was driving in, and he called. He was wondering on who's on the cover of the Daily Racing Form. Not the Racing Form, but the Blood Horse magazine. So he called a friend of his, and he says, hey, who's on the cover of the Blood Horse this week? And he said, John Nerud. And he said, what's John doing on the cover? Guy said, he died. And Woody says, oh my goodness, says, what was wrong with him? What happened? And the guy says, hell, he's 102 years old. Typical Woody. All right, let me do a commercial or two here to catch up if I can find where I am right now. With the 2-year-old filly Blame was an impressive winner in her first start last Sunday at Saratoga, taking a maiden special by widening 2.5 lengths. With was awarded rising star status by Thoroughbred Daily News, the second Blame 2-year-old of 2015 to receive that honor. Bred on McCraven Farm and Adele Dillsnyder, with is a half-sister to the graded stakes winner Size, a daughter of the Craven Farm stallion First Samurai. Eclipse Award winner Blame, winner of the Breeders' Cup Classic, has sired 10 stakes horses in his first crop, 3-year-olds this year. 6 of the 10 have won a place in graded stakes, headed by the 2015 graded stakes winner's March. He won the grade 1, grade 2, Woody Stevens, and the grade 3 Bayshore, and Far From Over, winner of the grade 3 Withers. Blame is siring runners, and that's why the only Blame colt offered at Saratoga sold for $600,000. He stands at Claiborne Farm. Watch for his third crop yearlings at the upcoming sales, and for more information, call Bernie Sams at 859-233-4252 or see the website at claibornefarm.com. Well, you know, Jack and I moved over, and God, it's been 30 years ago we moved down to Bourbon County. Bought a little farm out there, that retirement farm that we were supposed to stop working on, you know, not do anything, and I've spent all summer long. More, I got 22 acres, and I swear I haven't been off that tractor all summer long. I've got calluses on my butt for riding that tractor all the time. But anyway, when we moved down there, we thought it would be right to, we're going to live there, and we're going to move, we wanted to do business with people, local people. So we started asking, we got a bunch of friends down there anyway, we started asking around, says, who should we give our insurance business to? And without any question at all, every one of them said, you got to go to the Hopewell Company. And so that's what we did. And believe me, it's one of the best moves we've ever made. Now, the Hopewell Company, it's independent insurance agency, and they don't work for an insurance company. They work for you, and they work for us. And they represent a carefully selected group of financially sound, reputable companies that offer the best coverage at the best prices available, and they don't argue with you when you make a claim. In fact, I've never had to make a claim. Whenever anything had to be done, I just all call Ted McLean over at Hopewell and say, Ted, I got a problem, and that's about the last I hear of it. They just take care of the problem, and, you know, that's it. And but here's what they can do for you over there. Hopewell, they're prepared to provide you with a no-cost, no-obligation review of your insurance, and you can look at the figures and see, well, yay or nay. And they cover everything for us. I mean everything. House, cars, barn, farms, liability, you name it, and they cover it. So let me give you the number. It's the Hopewell Company. That's Joe or Ted McLean, 859-987-2345. Or you can stop by the office. It's right on Main Street, 820 Main Street, over in Paris, Kentucky. I'll guarantee you that you'll be happy with them. They do a great job for you. Another company down there that if you're in the horse business and you insure your horses, that you should take a good hard look at is the Clay Ward Agency. They've been in business for over 80 years now. Founded back in 1931 by Mr. James Clay Ward. I had the honor of meeting him at one time. In fact, he came over to dinner when my dad was managing Dixiana. Mr. James Clay Ward came over to dinner. And I got to meet him. I was just a kid at the time. But he started that agency in 1931, and it's been successful right through the Depression he was. And the reason for that was because of his hard work, his dedication to detail, great service, and a thorough knowledge of the horse business, and those qualities are still carried on today over at the Clay Ward Agency. So whatever your insurance needs are, if it pertains to the thoroughbred, the professionals at the Clay Ward Agency are in a position to supply the best coverage at the best price available, so give them a call. Here's their number. It's an 859 number, 987-1861. That's Shaq Parrish R. Bruce Isaacs. And they're closely affiliated, incidentally, with Indian Creek Farm. Gorgeous place. They raise a bunch of horses over there that have gone on to win stakes the world over. And they have many, well, a whole lot of major stakes when it first saw the light of day right there at Indian Creek. They're going to have a great consignment coming up in September. And the people that call to over there, great place to board your horses anyway. It's called Shaq Parrish or Nicky Dryan at 987-7443. You go to the website. It's IndianCreekKY.com. All right. Well, I'm on a long-distance call to a foreign country right now. Michael Blowen's in New York again.
Oh, Earth looks wild here, I'll tell you. Especially wild in Saratoga, so must be in Times Square today, I'm telling you.
Yes.
People are crazy.
Oh, I bet that.
They've been camped out all night outside the track. I think there was about 15,000 people that showed up at the track yesterday morning just to watch this horse gallop around.
How many?
Time and a half. I'd say somewhere between 13 and 15,000.
13 and 15,000 people showed up just to watch him come out on the track.
Yes.
Good Lord, Gertrude.
Yeah, we got Homeland Security all over the place. We got tents outside the track. Looks like a refugee camp. I've never seen anything like this, actually. I mean, I've seen a lot of wacky things. I mean, I stayed out all night to buy tickets to the World Series in 1975 when the Red Sox played the Reds. But even that is tame by comparison to this. It is absolutely, it's wild.
Well, that's great. You know,
anybody who thinks that this sport is dead ought to come here this weekend and have a good look at what's going on. It's just unbelievable.
Well, I hope Baffert's record improves a little bit at Saratoga today.
Yeah. Well, he won it with point given, you know. This horse does glide over the track. I mean, just watching him work out day before yesterday was just it was startling to see how he floated along the track. I mean,
he didn't breeze him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he did.
No, he just galloped.
Oh, that's what I thought.
Flying by. Horses were working out, and they're going full out, and he was passing them, just galloping. I mean, it was unbelievable. I mean, he is an exceptional animal. I mean, it's just great to watch, and it's great to watch all the people. And it's really exciting. What can I say? It's really it's great to be here. I got a place. I can't get in the track itself, but I'm going around the backside, so I get to watch from the backside. And when Bob called it in to say it was okay for me to get this, they asked him who he should put on the credential as the person that they should contact if they have any trouble with me. And when I got the credential, it said American Pharaoh.
Oh. Well, it moved you up in class.
I should say, you know. So it's like my association with you, Ursula. It moves me up all the time. In fact, I had two people come up to me at Saratoga say they listened to the program.
Did what now?
They listened to your program.
Oh, well, good.
To me.
Yeah. Well, that's great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, well. My audience just doubled.
There you go. And unfortunately, just before I left, poor Futuro got kicked. I think it was Geronimo that kicked him. And he got him right in the head and right in the eye. So good. Carol and Tim and everybody was on it right away, and Dr. Waldridge. And they got him to the hospital within the hour, and he got operated on. Unfortunately, he lost his eye, but he should be fine. But the reason I mention this is that when I called, left the message for Chris McCarron, his jockey, that Futuro was in the hospital, Chris got in his car and drove over and saw him in the hospital. And I thought that was really nice that he would be concerned. And then we got a wonderful email from a woman, a veterinarian, who's an intern over there, who assisted Dr. Woody in the operation. And she couldn't wait to come over and see him at the farm. And she also used to take care of Toronto, Jerry Moss's horse. So he's going to have a lot of attention. So that's really nice.
Well, yeah, that's great, man. Now, what's your trip about up? Why did you go up there? You just didn't go up there to watch the races, I know.
No. On Tuesday, there's a wonderful summit that the New York Gaming Commission has put together. on aftercare for thoroughbreds. And virtually every retirement and retraining organization in the country is going to be represented. Rerun, the Thoroughbred Retirement Foundation, the Thoroughbred Aftercare Alliance, Thoroughbred Charities of America. I mean, we're all getting together to plan out things, how we can work together to improve everything. And I think New York Gaming Commission is actually going to put some money behind it, which would be really great.
That would be good, yeah. Yeah. You might see Lisa Malloy up there with Rerun.
Yeah, no, she's there. She's on the panel, and Diana Pakulski from the Thoroughbred Retirement Foundation, and Stacy Clark Rogers for the TAA. Yeah, it's going to be a good group. It's an all-day seminar. I'm only in part of it in the afternoon, but I plan to attend all the events.
Oh, that's great. Well, give Lisa a hug from me, will you?
I will.
That wouldn't be bad duty.
No, not at all.
She's a sweetheart.
Not at all.
Yeah.
That's good, and it's going to be a sensational day.
Got all kinds of good racing.
Yeah. It's always been my day. I love the Sword Dancer Stakes because one of our horses, Awad, still holds the track record for the Sword Dancer, and that's a mile and a half on the grass today, so that's going to be a fun race to watch. So I'll bring my little chair and my racing form. Unfortunately, I had to pay for this one.
Uh-oh. The chair or the racing form?
No, the racing form.
Well, I've got my Sunday form just looking at me right here.
There you go. I'm sorry, can't be there to pick it up. And Dr. Waldridge and Tim have Love Me Do in today.
Yeah, she's in kind of tough, but I'm rooting for her. She's in for 15 on the grass.
Yeah.
First time going two turns, too.
Yeah, and she's up one condition, too. I think it's for non-winners, two, and she's only won. She's, of course, only won one, but she's in a good spot, and the odds are the odds maker made her, took her more seriously this time than they did last time, so.
Oh, well, great. Well, good. All right.
Yeah.
All right, when are you coming home?
Well, we'll be leaving Wednesday morning, right after the, we'll be leaving Wednesday morning, be back Thursday morning, I hope.
Yeah, Diane go with you?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, good. Yeah,
yep, Diane's here. She's doing well. She's not going to go to the race today. She's not into the crowds.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you take
her
on the backside?
Wait a minute. She said she's thinking about it.
She's thinking about it. Well, she found out you not were going to, weren't going to be over there. That's why.
Yeah. I'd like to bring the other chair.
Yeah. Well, pull him, root him home. I know everybody in America is rooting for him.
Yeah, it'd be great if he came into the Breeders' Cup undefeated. That would be terrific.
Yeah, it really would. Yeah. I wonder if Beholder, did you see her race the other day?
Yes, and very impressive.
Ooh, mm-hmm. I tell you what.
Yeah,
I wonder if she's coming. You would think that maybe she would come here for the Spinster to give a race, not only at Keeneland, and see how she travels. Some horses don't travel so good,
Sure.
And see if she would how she did at Keeneland, how she liked Keeneland, and then if she ran well in the Spinster, they might go back in the Classic. What would you think of that?
Yeah, I think they might. I mean, I think if everybody stays healthy, I think it shapes up as going to be one of the best classics in some time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'd hate to see either one of them get beat.
Yeah, but, yeah, I know. And there's some other good ones in there, too, if everything goes right.
Maybe they're
going to be them, yeah. Some of these older hard knockers will be in there, and they're not going to let them walk over them.
Well, no, that's true. No, but they might be outclassed.
Could be.
This year with the Triple Crown and with Beholder and all, this is a one heck of a year for racing.
It's the best. It's the best I can remember.
Yeah,
it's certainly been the best for old friends. It's just been really, really good.
Well, that's super. All right, Michael, we're going to let you go.
Okay, Ursula, well, thanks a lot, buddy. Enjoy the race, and I'll see you in person next Saturday.
Looking forward to it.
Thanks, buddy.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Well, we can give you some pretty good reasons to take a good look at the yearlings by First Defense at the upcoming sales. First of all, he signed an Eclipse Award winner in his first crop in closed hatches. She won seven graded stakes. Five of them were grade one. She earned over $2,707,000. Then there is Dun Donnell, a group stakes winner in England and a stakes winner again this year, and the 2015 graded stakes winner Fame and Power, and French stakes winner Privet Hedge, and Chicago stakes winner Pistol Drawn, and 2015 stakes winner Tom Belaine, and Irish Jasper. She's a multiple graded stakes winner this year. That's just to mention a few of the black type runners by First Defense, and the best is yet to come. The quality of mare sent to First Defense since his first crop came out running is out of this world. First Defense, a genetic masterpiece. The unbridled song out of grade one winner Honest Lady, a daughter of Seattle Slough, and a broodmare of the year Troussade. One grade one stakes sprinting on the dirt, and he's a Sava Classic winner in his first crop. Stands at Judmont Farm. Inquiries to Garrett O'Rourke and Fry, and see the website at judmont.com.
Down through the years, many of the greatest runners ever to step on a racetrack have walked into a Sally van on their way to win a Kentucky Derby or to the Breeders' Cup, and, yep, to a Triple Crown. Think about that the next time you ship your horse, whether it's across the county or across the country. Sally vans are always in tip-top condition, and the person behind the wheel is an experienced driver and an experienced horseman. And that, my friends, is a winning combination. The folks at Sally Van Service wouldn't have it any other way, and that's why for more than six decades, a Sally van has been the safest way to the winner's circle. They can fix your rig, too. They work on diesel trucks, and they work on rigs. So give them a call, 859-255-9406. See the website at sallyvans.com and enjoy the ride.
All right, August 22, another grand day of racing for stallions standing at Windstar Farm. Embellish the Lace from the first crop by Kentucky Derby winner Super Saver won the Classic Grade 1 Alabama. Flutterby by Congrats won the Gold Mover Stakes at Gulfstream. Shore Runner by More Than Ready won Saratoga's Troy Stakes. On August 24, Catch My Drift, a filly by Pioneer of the Nile won Saratoga's Summer Quality Stakes. Embellish the Lace is one of six stakes winners, four graded stakes winners, two grade one winners from the first crop by Super Saver. Flutterby, a four-year-old filly by Congrats, posted her second stakes win of the year, both at Gulfstream and the Gold Mover. And that same day, Congrats sired two more highly promising winners when a pair of three-year-old fillies won impressive style at Saratoga. Mayflowers taking a maiden special, going 5.5 furlongs on the grass. And ZZ Zoom Zoom taking a mile maiden special, also on the grass. Congrats, the sire of multiple grade one winners and the son of APND, is a top 20 sire again this year. Showrunner posted his second straight stakes win at Saratoga in the Troy. He's one of some 140 stakes winners, seven 2015 stakes winners by More Than Ready. Catch My Drift is another runner by the nation's leading third crop sire, Pioneer of the Nile. For more on the stallions at Windstar, contact Kyle Wilson, Sean Tugel, or Carolyn Walsh at 859-873-1717 and see the website, windstarfarm.com.
Now, back to the Thoroughbred Training Center in Ursel Ellis.
All righty, Jackie. I bet you the roof stall starts to fall in here any minute.
Oh, okay. I'll watch it.
Now, Remy said he's going to bring us a couple of students over at 8:45.
All right.
Yeah, Remy, if you're listening, that's fine.
What time is it right now?
It's 8:30.
Oh, okay.
It's time for him to open up the track again. And
you want me to do? David's here, and the medic's helping for fun.
Okay, is he going to help too?
Yeah. Would you want me to do my announcements?
Well,
or do you want me to go out and help clock?
They may need you. Why don't you go ahead and I'll do some. I'll piddle around here and do something until Remy shows up.
Okay. All right.
All right. And
they're not.
They're not out there yet. Well, you can do a couple announcements there if you want to.
Well. Okay, Seth Hancock, of course, of Claiborne Farm, longtime member of the Keeneland Board of Directors, was appointed a Keeneland trustee a couple days ago when Louis Lee Hagen, number 3, retired. Hagen's been on the board since 71. He was made a trustee in 80. His grandfather, Hal Price Headley, was Keeneland's co-founder and first president. His father, Louis Lee Hagen, number two, became Keeneland's second president in 1940. Seth became president of Claiborne at the age of 23 when his father, Arthur Bull Hancock, died. And that was the secretariat year. That was Seth's big thing. First thing he did was, more or less, was secretariat. Great thing, you know, really.
Really at the same time, syndicated
them,
too.
Yeah, syndicated them. It was very good. Somebody 23.
Yeah, now, boy, I tell you what, I can remember that like it was yesterday, and going out to see him and everything, talking to Seth, and now his son's Walker's in charge down
taking
there.
Taking over Claiborne, yeah, that's really great. Yeah. Super, super nice people.
Seth putting his feet up.
There you go, going fishing, probably.
Gone fishing.
Okay, Windstar Farm COO, Chief Operations Officer, there you go, and President of Windstar, Elliot Walden, who's also President of the Board for the Racetrack Chaplaincy of America, New York Division, will be the keynote speaker for the 13th Annual White Horse Award. The White Horse Award, of course, is for backstretch chaplaincy. The luncheon will be at the Campbell House in Lexington on Thursday, October 29th. They recognize heroism, service, sacrifice on the behalf of humans and horses. Three award recipients will be honored: White House Award, a Tribute for Excellence Award, and a Community Service Award. So, for more information, go to RTCA National. .org. And you know, those guys do all kind of good things, those racetrack chaplains.
Jackie, better get out there, it looks like it.
Oh, okay. Things are going to heat up.
Susie's going to be buried here because I tell you, the clocker stand is filling up.
Yeah, okay.
With would-be trainers, would-be trainers, and has-been trainers.
Okay, there you go. Well, this is a has-been going out.
All right. I'll tell you what I'll do until Remy gets here. I'll take a look at the Breeders of Kentucky Bred Stakes winners from last weekend. And we'll start with the Grade 1 Alabama. Embellish the Lace won that. It's brought to you by the Kentucky Thoroughbred Association, incidentally. Embellish the Lace, of course, is a filly from the first crop by Super Saver. Boy, that horse is really taking off. And this one was bred by Windstar Farm. Of course, that's where Super Saver stands. The Grade 1 Pacific Classic was won by Beholder. She whipped the boys. And I tell you, that was some kind of impressive race. I don't know who could have beaten her that day. She won by 8 1/4 lengths, and Gary Stevens never so much. The move she made going into the mile pole, I tell you what, it took your breath away. And, of course, she is a Honey Hughes and was bred by Fred Mitchell and Fred and Nancy Mitchell over at Clarkland Farm. And congratulations, I mean, for breeding a mare like that. My goodness. And races for Spendthrift Farm. And they deserve all the good luck they can get, too. All right, the Grade 2... Pat O'Brien Stakes at Del Mar, Appealing Tail won that. That's a tail of the cat. That horse has sired over 100 in stakes winners now. And he was, of course, tail of the cat's down at Ashford Stud. And this one was bred by the Hart Farm right here in Kentucky. The Grade 2 Del Mar mile handicap went to Avanzari. That's by Grand Reward, bred by, this is an outfit I don't know, the Snow Lantern Thoroughbreds. Tom Proctor trains it. I don't know. You'd have to ask Tom, I guess. The Grade 3 Monmouth Oaks winner, Delightful Joy. That's a Tappet bred by Bethelou Stables. Tappet next door over here at Gainesway. The Group 3 Renaissance Stakes at the Curragh went to Movista. That's a gelding by Hardspun, bred by John Gunther. And let's see, the Troy Stakes at Saratoga winner, Shore Runner, another More Than Ready. Oh, my goodness, I don't know how to pronounce this man's name. James T. Let me spell it for you. S-C-A-T-U-O-R-C-H-I-O. And I'm sorry, James, but I just don't know. I could lay some hard boot on it, but you'd probably come by and smack me, so I'll just let it go with that. The Victoria Park Stakes went to Billy Starr. That's Billy Starr was bred by Mr. Charles Fipke, who owns CF Farms over in Bourbon County now. And this is... this one actually is not a Kentucky bred, but was raised over at his farm over there by the Irish bred horse, Perfect Soul. So this one shouldn't have been in there because it actually was foaled in Ontario, but he was raised right over in Bourbon County, so we'll claim him anyway, I said. This one was raised, bred in Kentucky, and that was the winner of the Ontario Colleen Stakes, filly named, three-year-old filly named Don't Leave Me by Lemon Drop Kid, bred and owned by the Pin Oak Stud. Congratulations over there. The Edward J. D. Bartola Memorial at Remington Park winner, Cougar Ridge, was that winner by Johannesburg, bred by Wild as L, that's E-L-L-E. Wild is LLC and Jonasburg Syndicate. Cleaned that one up a little bit, didn't it? The Summer Colony Stakes run Monday at Saratoga. Catch My Drift by Pioneer of the Nile. Four-year-old filly from the his first crop was bred by Fred Hertrich III and John Fielding. Raised over at Watercress Farm. The John's Call Stakes Wednesday at Saratoga was won by Da Big Halls by Lemon Drop Kid, bred by Gary and Mary West. The Harry F. Brubaker Stakes Wednesday at Del Mar went to Point Piper, Giant's Causeway, three times leading sire, and last year's two-year-old, topped the two-year-old sire list last year. And Giant's Causeway, of course, at Ashford Stud, and this one was bred by the Barrettstown Stud. And the last one is the Risk Averse Stakes, run Thursday at Saratoga, and Stormy Regatta won that by Midshipman, bled by Pleasant Hill Partners. So there we have that. Well, DeHer is a proven sire of stakes winners. In fact, he sired a multiple graded stakes winner in his first crop. Indadab is also a proven sire of graded stakes winners with a record of siring superb sprinters, just like himself. Albertus Maximum has already sired a stakes winner in his first crop, and his first two starters both won as two-year-olds at their very first starts. That's a great start for Albertus Maximus. Of course, he won the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile, the Grade 1 Don Handicap going a mile in an eighth at Gulfstream, and the Windy Sands Handicap in track record time at Del Mar. Albertus Maximus retired with earnings of over $1,328,000. DeHare, a Grade 1 stakes winner by Awesome Again, and Interdab, a brilliant winner of graded stakes sprinting and a son of the top sire Phone Trick, sired 54 stakes winners, and Albertus Maximus are siring runners at Shadwell Farm. Inquiries to stallion manager Kent Barnes and see the website at shadwellfarm.com. All righty, I want to talk about my good friend Ralph Quillen over at Quillen Leather and Tack, and also Rooster Brewery, store down on Main Street in Paris, which features over 100 different kinds of beer, including stuff that they make themselves. Well, the Tack Shop is the nation's largest custom halter shop. And they ship out. Now, this is just the ones that are talking about shipping out. Over 20,000 halters a year worldwide. And that's because they make the best. And I don't know how many they sell around here. But you can imagine being right in the middle of horse country down in Paris, Kentucky, how many breeders and owners and not people go. I know people from the other side of town go to Quill and Tack because of the quality of their stuff. They also have a great repair service there. Usually they can fix things in just one day. and you know, to repair things, and that's where I take my halters. I'm too cheap to buy a new one every time something breaks, so I take them over there and they put them back together again. Let me tell you how to find it. You got a great gift shop there too, so just go on over and browse around. Nice people, lovely people to deal with, it's a fun place to go in just to look around. I do a lot of Christmas shopping in there, as a matter of fact. Yeah, I tell you how you get there. You go to go into Paris. You go to the third stoplight on your left, and look to your left there, and it's Quillen Leather and Tack. Hello, Mike Cameron. How are you this morning? And it's right there on your left. You can't miss it. Third stoplight and on your left, right. And to go to the Rooster Brewery, just keep going straight. Keep on going down. Look on your left, downtown Paris, and you can't miss it. There's usually people out front standing around. They always draw a nice crowd. You can eat in there too. They have wagons that come up. You know, I know they come over from Red State Barbecue and serve and lots of other places. And they have music, and they have it's a fun place to go to. Go in there, you see people you know, and that always makes it fun. So, all right, that's two fine places down there. Well, last Saturday, Del Mar, the grade 2 $250,000 Pat O'Brien Stakes was won by Appealing Tail, son of Taylor the Cat. The race was winning you in for the grade 1 Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile. Bred by Hart Farm, sold to Keenan as a yearling for $115,000. Appealing Tail, he's earned over $533,000. Now, he is one of seven 2015 stakes winners by Taylor the Cat, a list that includes Saratoga Snacks, winner of over $652,000 and still going. Favorite Tail, winner of more than $552,000. He's still going. Taylor the Cat, beside 106 stakes winners, including the winners of four Clips Awards. He stands at Ashford Stud, home also of the nation's leading freshman sire, Uncle Mo. The 1-2 leaders among all second crop sires, looking at Lucky and Munnings, and the 1-2 leaders on the 2-year-old sire list, Scat Daddy and Uncle Mo. For more on the stallions at Ashford Stud, where standing leading sires is a tradition, call the farm at 859-873-7088 and take a look at the website, coolmore.com.
Now, back to Horse Tales with Ursel Ellis.
All right, well, I'm looking for Remy Bellick and his two riders to show up this morning, but they're not here yet, and so I'll keep on doing what I'm doing. How's it going out there? Hey, Jackie. Come on, see if Jackie can come in now, let's see, they got 1, 2, 3, 4 clockers. Come on in, Jackie. I look like you're not too busy. Did you have a kind of a fast thing?
Well, yeah, they're okay. It's fine.
It's fine out there now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it can get hairy.
Well, yes, it can, but they're it's okay.
Okay.
Well, I caught a couple, but David's out there. David's pretty good.
Yeah, David does well. Susie, of course. How's the medic doing? She training the medic.
Oh, yeah, he's catching it.
Yeah, hey. We put them all to work. Hello, Matt Howard.
How are you, Matt?
I'm tired.
How's the baby? Is he still sick?
He's feeling better a little bit. He continued his little episodes until about 2 in the morning.
Oh, nice. Nothing like a barfy kid.
And then he got it.
Then he got it.
Yeah. Oh, what a fun night.
You look a little peaked yourself.
Yeah, I've been up all night with a 2-year-old.
And it's a kid. It's not a horse. Yeah. It's a kid. So.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. They came over for dinner last night, and I guess, Jackie, must have been your cooking.
No, I know. It's not, because I did call one of the other mothers from their daycare. And it's at her house, too.
Oh,
nice. Oh. Well, it's that time of year. That this always happens when school opens.
I got to go get my flu shot, by the way.
Yeah. Me. It's all about me. Yeah. You notice that?
Look at his hat.
What's your hat say? Breeders' Cup.
Crystal's getting you one of these, Ursel.
Oh, okay. Rude and Riddle?
Rude and Riddle is the official sponsor for the Breeders' Cup. And
yeah.
Oh, good.
When you have a wife that works there.
Yeah, and you want to keep her working there. You wear
I'm glad
hat.
Somebody works in that family.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to ask you something real quick. was that you and your whatever's pushing to get those nurse mares back in fold? That worked out pretty well, did it?
Yeah, we we're still doing it. You know, there's still standard bred clients out there, and warm bloods, they're still breeding, we did. That's how I ended up with some bruised ribs.
Ah.
I decided to help a lady, and I ran the semen out to her, and she said, "Hey, can you help me turn the mare in foal out?" I said, "Yeah, that's fine." She's like, "Which one do you want, the mare or foal?" I said, "Oh, it's fine, just whatever one." And she's like, "Well, I'll take the mare." So I took the foal, and that little sucker blew up right outside that barn and double barreled me in the ribs. She knew.
Yeah.
Of course she did.
She did.
Of course she did. She knew.
I got to tell.
One born every minute.
I got to tell one on Herb Jones. We ran an entry down at Turfway one night, and Herb's a good buddy of mine. Saw Herb yesterday, Jackie.
Really?
Over at the HBPA office.
Oh, good.
He's still just as ornery as ever.
Oh, good.
And we were saddling here to one and 50 ways. And I tell you, the two nicest horses ever been around, you know, and we had it. So Herb said, "Which one do you want me to saddle?" And I said, "Well, Herb, you saddle a winner. And that would be here to one." And so I went over and I was saddling 50 ways, and Herb went in the next stall over there and was saddling here to one. And all of a sudden I hear the biggest racket you've ever heard. And that he took a notion,
yeah,
and he turned Herb every way but loose. Herb come out of there and he says, "Thanks a lot, Ursel." He swears to this day I did it on purpose. That was the first time that horse has ever acted up. So
he did win.
Yeah, he did win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Another farm managers meeting is
September 9th.
September 9th, where?
At that place has been Copper Run, Cooper Run, whatever they call it.
It's a restaurant near.
Well, it's not a restaurant. It's a hall that the catering company owns that we were using.
Oh, okay.
It's got two farriers speaking at it.
Oh, okay. Two farriers.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
All right. I just wanted to know because I noticed it was coming up. Didn't have time to pull the information.
I just saw it last night. And we had the skeet shoot.
Yeah, that do well.
All 20 teams were filled.
Good.
All 20 spots, and the winning team was Central Equipment.
Okay, Central Equipment.
I'm pretty sure they brought in ringers.
Yeah, there you go.
That happens at the golf scramble too, though.
No, my goodness, it does. But then then they had the vet clinic competition, and Haggard's won that one.
Yeah.
So yeah. Yeah. I shot decent. My shoulder was hurt for a couple of days afterwards.
That'll do it. Yeah.
But
what kind of gun you got?
12 gauge.
I've got a couple 12 gauges. I used an over under 12 gauge.
Oh, okay.
Remington. I brought some 20 gauge in case someone showed up that like you.
Yeah.
That had a soft shoulder.
It ain't soft. It's just old.
That's what I've got. I got a 20 gauge over under. That
it's been
old
fired.
Lady's gun.
But I knew I was in for it when I pulled up, and there was guys that had competition shotguns.
Oh.
And had the Benellis, you know, had that multi-dot. I'm like, well, we're here for the fun.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
Well, you can say anything about the golf scramble. Did you go in the golf scramble this year?
Yes, I did, and boy, were there some ringers. Maybe some fudging on the ticket, the scorecards also.
Oh, that's funny.
Because I'm telling you what, the team that won, there was a shoot-off. Because both of them, they would have had a shot of birdie on every hole
and
an eagle on every par five.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah, come on.
That doesn't sound right.
Yeah, sounds like
but
the
we
pros.
Had a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's what it's for. Well, good.
Nobody recruited my grandson, Ben.
No.
Well, he's shooting in the 70s now.
Yeah.
We actually... Little Casey and I, the girl that comes to meetings with us, we just decided we did individuals, and we got paired up with another set of individuals. So, but yeah, it was a good time.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, okay. All righty. This must be Ann that just came in. Hi. Okay, we'll put you on in a little bit. This is Ann Hardy. That's Matt Howard. Yeah. It's my wife Jackie over here, Ann. And this is the guy that runs the show, Ressie. Ressie Dukes. All right.
And that's Maybelle Carter.
Okay, I got to catch up here, Jackie. And then we'll get you to do some more commercials up to the top of the hour, and then we'll get Ann on.
Okay.
Well, the first foals by Arch 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 are 2-year-olds, and they're coming out running. 7 have won, 6 or others have placed. All but one in maiden specials, and they're competing at the major tracks. Keeneland, Churchill, Ellis Park in Kentucky. 3 have hit the board in Del Mar, others at Santa Anita and Golden Gate and Delaware and Gulfstream Park. This bodes well for the future because Arch Arch Arch, although he won 6-2, came into his own as a 3-year-old by winning the Grade 1 $1 million Arkansas Derby on his way to earning over $832,000. And he represents a great stamina sire line. Arch, Chris S., Roberto, Hail to Reason. The 2 most recent winners by Arch 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 are Arcature, bred by Philip Hunter and Claire Hager. And winner, she won a maiden special at Del Mar. And Archella, bred by Equus Farm, winner last Wednesday of a maiden special at Delaware. So take a good look at the Arch 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 yearlings at the upcoming sale. Stands over at Spendthrift Farm, the Breeders Farm. Call Des Dempsey or Brian Lyle or Mark Toothacker at 859-294-0030. Ask about breeding incentives and the possibility of breeding on Southern Hemisphere time, and take a look at the website, SpendthriftFarm.com. All right, I want to talk about Lubricin and Reborn. And incidentally, you need to pick up tomorrow's Sunday Daily Racing Form, you know, and they're talking about supplements for bones and so forth, like Lubricin, what it does.
Yeah.
And
joint aids.
Yeah, so you need to go and look at that. Lubricin and Reborn, these are 2 products that were developed by Dr. Steve Alday, one of the nation's top veterinarians, incidentally. Owns a beautiful farm down in Shelbyville.
Yeah, right down the road from my sister on Harrington Mill.
Yeah.
Pretty country. Right smack in the middle of all those standardbreds, though, and Arabs.
Is that right?
Yeah. They're loaded, the farms all around there.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what
I'm sure they need them.
Yeah. Well, anyway, both those products were developed by Dr. Alday, and both, incidentally, all natural and test-free. Lubricin, to put it simply, sustains the integrity of joint fluid, helps reduce the need for costly injections and so forth. Trainers that use Lubricin on a regular basis, including Todd Pletcher, and God only knows how many stakes he's won using Lubricin, Tony Dutrow and Jerry Hollendoffer and Mike Maker, that's just to mention a few of them. They also make it for humans, and I use it. And it helps old carters like me get out of bed in the morning. So I'll tell you where you can get these products in just a minute. Reborn is a 100% sterile, whole concentrated natural bovine colostrum. Safe, easy to use as a dietary supplement for horses of all ages. It's good to use it on foals, incidentally. Remember that next year. What it does, it strengthens the immune system, and because of its high concentration of growth factors and antibodies, and supports immune functions in horses of all ages. What it does, provides a quicker recovery from physical challenges. And let me tell you how you get a hold of these products. Reborn, you can, and Lubricin, you can pick it up at Old Friends or at KBC down here in Lexington, and Horse Sense down in Versailles. Or you can go to the websites at lubricin.com, LUBRISYN.com, and Reborn, RABORNE.com. 2 great products, incidentally. And I'll tell you one, the one they make for humans tastes real good.
Great.
Well, all right. Well, Cowboy Cow is the nation's third cop sire. He's a sire of 5 2-year-old winners in his 3rd crop. I don't think that's right. He's got 8 in his 3rd crop now. He had another winner yesterday.
Oh, there you are.
They're winning faster than I can write these darn things.
Keep it up. Yes, okay. So you're going to have to get an adding machine.
One of those winners was a simple surprise. He won the $100,000 Bolton Landing Stakes at Saratoga. And Ed Hara, who ran 2nd in the $100,000 Debutante Stakes at Churchill. Both Simple Surprise and Ed Hara won their very first starts in maiden specials, both of them at Churchill Downs. Now, Cowboy Cow is a side of 3 stakes winners in his 1st crop, including the Grade 2 winner, plus 4 others that have placed in stakes, and he has over 62-year-olds going farm this year. And as I said, 8 of them have already won. including one yesterday. Cowboy Cal is a multiple graded stakes winner in Millionaires by Giants Causeway, and he stands at Pin Oak Stud. So watch for his yearlings at the upcoming sales. Also standing at Pin Oak Stud are Alternation and Broken Vow. Alternation is also a multiple graded stakes winner Millionaire. He's by champion sire Distorted Humor, and he descends from the same family as Broken Vow. Broken Vow is sired 65 stakes winners and more than 120 stakes horses. The first foals by Alternation arrived this year, and they are outstanding just like their sire. For more information, call Clifford Berry and Nancy Stevens at 859-873-1420. See the website at pinoakstud.com.
You're listening to Horsetails with Ursulele.
There's my sweetheart. My sweetheart's here.
Really?
Amelia Folion has just come in.
We're
better known
morning.
As the Breeding of Dortmund.
Yay.
Yay. You look wonderful as usual.
So do you. Can I give your wife a hug?
Oh, yes, give my wife a hug. Where's my hug? Hug? What the hell's going on here? You got... All right, Jackie. Yeah.
We miss you, Millie. We miss you. Okay, you need to come out more.
Well, I saw her yesterday. I got a hug yesterday,
oh
too.
Oh, my God. He's one up. Yay. Go for
Sorry.
It.
All right. You want to do a few announcements and then
maybe.
We'll get Ann on.
Okay.
We'll get through the hug sessions.
Okay. Toba, Thoroughbred Owners and Breeders Association National Awards Dinner is coming up. It's the 30th annual National Awards Dinner. You know, that's a fun one. They give a lot of state awards. You just get to meet people, clients and stuff come in. It's a lot of fun. September 11th on a Friday, 6:30 p.m. at Hillendale. It's you have to reserve a seat, too, because it's limited. Cocktail attire. That means you carry your own drink in. And no, doesn't mean that at all. Anyway.
Bring my own bottle.
BYOB. Real classy. No.
You remember over at the HBPA office, they had a sign up there for the
AA meeting.
AA meeting will be held tonight, tomorrow night at the so-and-so. And somebody had written under there. BYOB. Isn't that awful?
Oh, that's me. Anyway, you can get tickets, and they are limited, and it really is a fun night. We used to have a client from Michigan who come down, and that was such fun to get them, to see them and get their awards and all that stuff. Okay, it's TOBA, TOBA.org, 276-2291. The Woodford Hounds are having their annual Hunter Pace at Shakertown. If you ride or don't ride, it's just fun. It's a beautiful place. Go out and look. October the 11th, 9 o'clock in the morning. They're having First Field. They are having Hilltoppers. And they are also having Trail Rider. So, and they give away pretty ribbons. New Vocation is having two Kentucky events in September. Thoroughbred Only Charity Horse Show Saturday, September 12th, and that's at the Horse Park. That's a big deal. These are all OTTBs, and it's a great way to show off thoroughbreds because they're so much the better competitors than just any other breed. Okay, an Open Hunter Pace Sunday, September 20th. So that's another one. I mean, that's just really good fun time. The second annual New Vocation Hunter Pace will take place September 20th from 9 to 3 at Scheffel Ridge. That's Nori Scheffel's place in Paris, real close to us. Used to ride over there. And so she's a great girl. She's so funny. She's the best namer of things I've ever heard. We traded. Betsy outgrew her pony. And Betsy, of course, named this little dark bay thing with a star. She named him Star. And when Nori got him, he was real fat. He became Fatty McButterpants. And it was so, isn't that cute? And Fatty McButterpants took a whole lot of kids to through a lot of pony clubs. So anyway, that's Scheffel Ridge Farm. Now, what you needed to do is go to newvocations.org to find out more information.
Let me interrupt you.
All right, go ahead. Why not? You know, what's so much new?
We forgot to bring a check.
Yeah.
What do you need?
We had one last week and you weren't here, Williams.
We are.
What is it we're buying? Let me have your piece
come
of
here,
paper.
Come here, William. Sit down a second.
Sit down. Sit.
This is Williams Atkinson.
Yeah.
He's hustling us for $45 for something.
Those,
I don't know what it is.
One of those examples of grubs overbreeding. He's outbred himself here. We got Williams. And we're real proud of Williams. This is a sponsorship campaign for the Lafayette Choir. Am I correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yeah.
You sing in the choir.
Yes, I do. I'm in the Lafayette Singers. At Lafayette, we have six choirs. We have women's, advanced women's, men's, singers, chorale, and madrigals. I'm in singers, actually, and so we always need money for stuff like tuxedos and to feed the choir. And
tuxedos?
Feed the choir sounds like feed the chickens.
Okay.
You mean when you go somewhere, you got to pay for their food.
Mm-hmm. And
right?
So we need as much money as we can get because, I mean, we've got actually a record number of people this year. I think we've got like 80. I'm not sure, but.
Well, good.
In the choir?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's huge this year, and we need money. And so we've got two types of donations, actually. We've got patron and sponsorship. And so, or patron and, I'm sorry, patron and
sponsor.
Advertising.
Oh, okay.
And so if you have, like, a business, you can go to...
He's good, isn't he?
I'm sorry.
Give me that mic and it's gone.
You can go to www.lafayettechoir.org/sponsorship and you can.
What you need to do.
Okay.
I write the address down because we bought a check last week because we thought your dad called me, Grub.
Yeah.
Better known as Grub. But take a look and you know why they call him Grub.
I was in New York.
Okay.
And he didn't show up. But we forgot to bring a check this week, but we'll stick one in the mail to you.
All right.
Okay.
And we were told that it was $45. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And what do we have to do? You going to put an ad in there for us? What am I going to advertise?
So if you get...
No, not back. Listen, Dad, go stand in the corner. This kid can't turn around without his old man pushing on. Here, do it like this. Pay attention to me, not him. You're fine.
Okay, so.
I want to know something about the choir now. We already sold the money part. How often do you go? Do you travel?
Well, singers isn't really, we don't like go to New York. We don't travel like some of the other choirs do. We stay relatively local, but we perform at places like Emmanuel Baptist Church and the Singletary Center occasionally.
Nice.
Just all over town.
Do you sing a cappella? Do you show up with musicians or do you ever sing with a symphony?
Well, we usually have a pianist. And we sing songs like, I think this year our repertoire is Imagine by John Lennon, Sun, Moon, Stars, Rain, just choir pieces.
Nice. Yeah. Now, how many are in your particular choir?
Around 70, I believe.
Is that right? What's your voice? Your baritone? What?
Well, I'm a tenor.
You're a tenor. Okay.
So that's the higher part of the man's range.
Right. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went to Lafayette. That's the reason I'm sponsoring you.
Singing in a saloon. Oh, no. Never sing. Thank you. We're going to see to it that you get your money, Williams.
If I got your address, write your address down on the thing, and we'll.
All right.
So
always pays. You may have to check.
Here, just write it down on this.
Yeah, here you go.
There you go.
Then we'll stick it in the mail. The check.
Who'll make a check out to? Lafayette Choir or? I'm not going to make it out to your
probably
dad.
Grub.
I don't trust him.
Make it out to cash.
Yeah.
Your dad wants cash, huh?
Okay. Well, thank you for stopping in.
All right.
Tell your mom hello.
All right.
Okay. Thanks. Right now.
Excuse me. I had to sneeze.
Go ahead.
I just did.
I'm going back to the Bluegrass Pony Club. Everybody leaving? What happened? Something. We get in. Thought maybe we got the all, we're the all clear.
No, wait a minute. I've got to do a commercial now, and then we're going to get Ann on. She's been standing around here real first.
Absolutely.
Real patient-like.
She's got better things to do than hang out.
Yeah, than hang out here.
Well, Gold Zapper has hired 10 or more stakes winners every year for 4 straight years. Among current leading sires, only Tappet, Warfront, Giants Causeway, and Spitestown can make this claim. The 2015 fees for those 4 range from $300,000 down to $80,000. Gold Zapper, the sire of 10 stakes winners already this year, his stud fee this year was $60,000, and you didn't have to pay it until a foal stands up and looks at you. Listed among his 10 2015 stakes winners are Molly Morgan. She won Churchill's Grade 1 La Touraine, and she's earned over $888,000 now. Merino, winner of Grade 2 stakes this year, Grade 1 stakes last year, and of over $2,992,000. And Sherman Ghost, he won the $1 million Queen's Plate. That's the most coveted stakes in Canada. Ghost Zapper has hired a superb 14% stakes winners from starters and 20% stakes horses from starters. Remember that at the upcoming yearling sales. Ghost Zapper, winner of the fastest running of the Breeders' Cup Classic, elected to the Hall of Fame, and a son of the elite sire, Awesome Again, winner of the Breeders' Cup Classic, stands at Edina Springs, Kentucky. Call Cormac Breathnock or Jack Brothers at 859-987-1798. See the website at AdinaStallions.com.
Hear this. Fox Sports 1580 is available everywhere you want to listen on our free iHeartRadio app. Download it now. WWTF Georgetown, Lexington.
Well, the best colt from the second crop by Pioneer of the Nile is American Pharoah. The best colt from the first crop by Pioneer of the Nile is Cairo Prince. In 3 starts as a 2-year-old, Cairo Prince won his first, a maiden special at Belmont, won the Grade 2 Nashua Stakes by 2.5 lengths, and was a head bobbing second in the Grade 2 Remsen. All those starts in New York. In his first start at 3, he won the Grade 2 Holy Bull at Gulfstream by nearly 6 lengths in a performance that stamped him as a favorite for the Kentucky Derby. A race he was prevented competing because of a training injury. Cairo Prince brings great potential to stud. He's a superb individual, the most expensive weanling and yearling from his sire's first crop. His sire and his second crop are sired a Triple Crown winner. His dam by Hall of Famer Holy Bull. Holy Bull is sire of sires in his own right, won stakes, and the family is heavy with black type. Karen McLaughlin described Cairo Prince to be as special as they come. He did everything effortlessly. Does that sound familiar? Stands at Mr. and Mrs. Bird and C. Jones Airdrie Stud. See the website at airdriestud.com. And remember, the Airdrie Stallions are your key to racing profit.
Now, back to the Thoroughbred Training Center in Ursulelles.
Well, good morning, and we're starting the second half of this mess.
Yeah.
And hopefully Ann Hardy, who is the executive director of Horse Country, Inc., I guess it's Inc., isn't it, Ann?
Incorporated, it sure is.
Okay. Is here with us, and she'll move us up a little bit in class.
Yeah. Real ugly girl.
No doubt about that.
And, face the radio, I don't know.
The Horse Country Incorporated is a group of America's leading thoroughbred farms and nurseries that's been formed, an organization to promote horse breeding and racing to the fans. Is that a good description?
That's a fantastic description.
I plagiarized it, so it should be good.
Sorry, got it off your brochure.
Well, it sure sounded good coming out of your voice, though, I'll tell you that.
Well, my voice, even with all that South in my mouth.
I like the South in your mouth. It makes it sound authentic.
Well, the South is authentic. I don't know about me. Flaps a lot, let's put it that way. But, Ann, that's quite an ambitious undertaking, and how's it going so far?
It's going great. You know, it's funny. We've been talking about it's been almost a year since I joined in November of 2014, and we've been reflecting as we are looking toward Breeders' Cup and all of the planning that we've been doing to get the organization up, that never in any of our wildest imaginations could we have planned a year that's been as great for thoroughbred racing as this year has been. I mean, to launch a fan development initiative, to start opening the farms and encouraging people to really cling on to the racing, you couldn't ask for a better year. You've got Pharoah, you've got a Triple Crown, you've got great TV coverage, you've got people really engaged with the sport. So we're excited.
Beholder.
Beholder. Oh, my goodness.
Isn't that wonderful?
And I was thrilled. I was very privileged to get to see the Whitney in Saratoga, and what a run by Honor Code. It's been a really fun year for racing, and I say that as someone who is kind of our target market. I mean, I'm not an equine person from my raising and from my growing up, so it's really fun to get to connect with the sport and learn more about the animal and the horsemanship that goes into a really great champion, all of those things.
Mm-hmm. Well, how do you get this going now?
How does it work? I want to know how it works.
Yeah, well, what are the mechanics of it?
My imagination doesn't work in this kind of thing. I'd be standing out in the street with a sign that says, go to the races.
Absolutely.
And that Go Baby Go stuff didn't work. Do you remember Go Baby Go?
She doesn't just vaguely.
Yeah.
Well, that was NYRA or something. It was a series of commercials, Go Baby Go, and it was exciting, but it didn't, no.
Well, you know, the thing that's great about horse country is that, number one, it has been developed by the farms, and the clinics are, you know, thoroughbred industry here in Kentucky came up with the idea and put it together, so that makes it really special. But the idea is that all of these folks, we have 33 members, so that's 30 thoroughbred horse farms, two clinics, Root and Riddle and Haggard, and then also Hallway Feeds, which of course feeds many champions. And they're all coming together to open up their doors and welcome visitors in a more organized, centralized way. So Horse Country will build a platform online, and we will allow all of the farms to say when they want to be visited and make those times available and very clear. And we'll help people get to either getting their tour booked directly online or hooking them up with a tour company that can put together a bunch of experiences and then take them out for a whole fun day. But the whole point is that we hope that by visiting the farms and encouraging that and then opening that up, that people will have a team when they go to the races, that maybe for the casual race fan or for the new race fan, that'll be an on-ramp and a pathway to connect with the sport and engage with the sport and then hopefully progress on and become an even more passionate fan.
In other words, if they get to know the a potential fan, for instance, get to know the mechanics of how this horse is produced and bred and the taken care of and everything leading up to getting to the races, you know.
That, you know, I think that the folks I work with on the board of Horse Country, it's a not-for-profit organization, have always said that they felt like, well, we'll just let the racetrack take care of this fan development stuff. And truly, it's the track's job is to make sure there's a clean restroom and a cold beer and teach someone how to wager and put on some good racing. But the farms have such an opportunity to tell the story of horsemanship and the land and the people and why horses want to run, why thoroughbreds have it in them from the get-go to just get out there and run. Yeah. And to see that and understand that helps you go to the track and understand what it looks like.
Now, where would these people meet, for instance? I mean, and they call you and they say, okay, I want to take the tour.
Yeah.
Where do they go to get a bus or, you know, a tour guide or something?
Right. So we are working to launch the website in 2016. So that's when we'll have everything all in the same place. But what we can offer to people right now is special Breeders' Cup experiences. We know that it's going to be so cool and special to have the Breeders' Cup here in Lexington. And so we have taken our farms together and put together special experiences that everyone at www.breederscupfestival.com. You can click on events and then horse farm tours, and you can see a list of 77 different events that pair 23 locations. You buy a ticket, you get on at the Red Mile Round Barn. There's a host that's going to tell stories and answer questions. There'll be a gift bag, and you'll visit two locations and then bring you on back to the
two locations, like two farms or
two farms,
vet clinic or a farm. And,
correct. Okay. Exactly.
Yeah, that's.
Well, I got a question.
Yes, ma'am.
She always does.
Get a lot of people.
I like it. Curiosity is good.
Yeah. Okay, you're going to get people coming to the Breeders' Cup.
Yes,
they probably understand, or you know, they want to go to the race in the first place. How do you get to people that don't?
Are you on Facebook, for instance?
You know, we have worked very closely with the Breeders' Cup Festival and with Breeders' Cup to do all of the promotion for these events, and it's on social media, it's on Twitter, it's on Facebook.
How do you get to be a friend on Facebook?
Well, currently we're really running things through Twitter. If you look at the Breeders' Cup Festival in Lexington or Breeders' Cup, you'll see some of the information about what we're doing. So Twitter's a great spot to check out what's going on.
Yeah, I don't tweet, but I do Facebook.
That's all I do to do a phone.
Well, you know what, Ursula, you're always looking at your phone. I don't. We live in the country. I don't get the newspaper at my door every day. I do my news off Facebook, off my phone.
Mm-hmm.
And to be one of my friends, I'm mostly loaded with the Hunter Jumper Association. I'm Races Now. I'm NYRA. I'm all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to do it on Facebook.
Okay. So let me see here. I'm bringing it up here. If you get on Facebook and you look up the Breeders' Cup Festival.
Okay.
You'll be able to friend the Breeders' Cup Festival in Lexington, and you can find out everything that's going on, because the horse farm tours are certainly a really special part of it, and that's what we can, the owners and breeders can contribute to that really special time. But there are lots of things going on that week for the community, for anybody who's going to come in early. There will be live music. There will be food events and restaurant events. There will be there's a 5K, there are events at the horse park. It's going to be a really special time. And I think that's part of how we're going to get the community tied in as well, is we hope that with Breeders' Cup coming here, those who live nearby and who aren't as tied into the industry might see just how special it is what we're doing here, and hopefully get a little bit more excited about it themselves.
Now, this crowd that you they're coming to see horse racing. So these are horse racing
fans. They're kind of built in. Yeah,
they'll
take your tour.
Now, like yesterday, they have tours out here all the time. Mm-hmm. And I was over barn 28 over there yesterday, and the tour came by, and it was a family from Canada. And, you know, that's the kind of people that you want to really. I asked them, you know, if they were really interested in horses. You know, I said, we love horses, but we don't know anything about horse racing. You know, so that's the kind of people that you want to get, you want to develop, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, as we've looked at, we've had these Breeders' Cup Festival horse farm tour experiences for sale for a few weeks. And we have, within those tickets sold, 31 states, the U.S. and Canada. I've had requests from Norway and Japan from folks who are coming to visit. And, you know, we also have some local community folks, neighbors of the farms. And I think that's great, because we want it to be a mix of people who know what's going on. They're coming here for the Breeders' Cup, and also just community members that may live next door to the Thoroughbred Center or next door to a farm or a clinic, and they start to learn about what's going on in their backyard.
That's great.
Yeah, you know, the tours is just as good as a tour guide.
True.
So you're going to have to, are you hiring somebody to do this, or you're depending on who you're depending on to do the tour?
Well, what we heard as we started to put this organization together was that the farms and the clinics and the participants said, we want someone from our team to tell the story. We want someone from the inside to tell the story. And so when you visit one of the locations, it's going to be someone from their staff who has lots of great experience and has grown up there and known that story. And so you'll be hearing it from the inside. It's really going to be an insider perspective.
Yeah.
Matt, you look like you had a question.
Yeah, right now you're focusing on the...
Oh, you know, we're on the radio. We use microphones.
Right now you're focusing on the bigger farms. I know you guys are at the last farm managers club meeting.
Yes.
In the long run, wouldn't you? I think it'd be nice to get these people on the smaller farms. Like, I run a smaller farm with, you know, a few thoroughbreds, and we do quarter horse racing also.
Mm-hmm.
And there's hundreds of small farms.
Yes.
Getting them tied into those and bring, like, I've always, and what you guys are doing is great, because I've always told Jackie and Ursula, I've always had an open door policy on my farm, and we do breeding and foaling and all that great stuff. That anyone, and we get a lot of people from the training center that I end up meeting here off the turf, and they'll come over and they get to see the babies run around. And I think that's what you're doing, is when they get to see those foals run around, they see where the motivation of that horse comes from. So I think, you know, if there's a way to tie in the smaller farms, I know having those big farms is great, because that's where the financial backing comes. And then there's the smaller farms that it's really, a lot of them are mom and pop owned and stuff like that.
So, you're right.
Yeah, they kind of grow into that.
Yeah, I think so. And it is a really special mark of Central Kentucky that this is the heart of where this industry starts, where the Derby runners come from and the Breeders' Cup runners come from. And as we've grown, I think when we met at the farm managers meeting, we had maybe 24 members, and we have 33 now, which is so exciting. And some of them do range into different areas and sizes. Blackwood, which is the training stable.
You ought to bring them out here.
I know. Yeah, absolutely.
I got
to talk right now.
Got to pay the bills.
Pay the bills.
With the two-year-old filly, but Bleem was an impressive winner of a first start Sunday at Saratoga, taking a maiden special by widening 2.5 lengths. With was awarded rising star status by Thoroughbred Daily News, the second Bleem two-year-old of 2015 to receive that honor. Bred on McClaven Farm and Adele Dill Schneider, With is a half-sister to the graded stakes winner Size, a daughter of the Claven Farm stallion First Samurai. Eclipse Award winner Bleem, winner of the Breeders' Cup Classic, has sired 10 stakes horses in his first crop, 3-year-olds this year. 6 of the 10 have won a place in graded stakes, headed by the 2015 stakes winners March. He won the Grade 3 Woody Stevens and the Grade 3 Bayshore, and Far From Over, winner of the Grade 3 Withers. Bleem is siring runners, and that's why the only Bleem colt offered at Saratoga went for $600,000. He stands at Claven Farm. Watch for his third crop yearlings at the upcoming sales, and for more information, call Bernie Sams at 859-233-4252 and see the website at ClavenFarm.com. All right, if you're thinking about buying a farm or selling a farm, I've just got one outfit that I can wholeheartedly recommend, and that would be Hill & Reagan Parker. And they're good friends of mine, known them for a number of years, and they're great people, real horse people, and they're just people that you can trust, and just as honest as the day is long, and they work real hard for you, and they've got over 12 years of experience in the real estate business, and as I said, they're horse people. Hill was a A-level pony clubber. That's where most of our Olympic riders come from. And he understands the horse business, and if you're looking for a farm, he'll work real hard to find the perfect farm just for you. Just let him know what, give him a call and work with him, and they'll be glad to do it. I'll give you his phone number and his website in just a second. Right now, they've got listings in Fayette, Bourbon, Jesmond, Woodford, Scott, Clark County. Outstanding variety of locations and sizes and prices. You know, there's a place over on Hume Bedford right now on Maysville Road. That's a great place. Portion of the old Forest Retreat Farm down there where they raised the Determine and Hailed Apache, the Kentucky Derby and Kentucky Oaks winners. 40 acres. And it's a, boy, I tell you, they've raised some good horses on that. So, anyway, it's Hill & Reagan Parker. Here's their website. It's lexhorsefarms.com, lexhorsefarms.com. And here's the phone number, 859-608-8039. Great people to work with. Well, last Saturday at Arlington, the Grade 3 $100,000 Arlington, Washington Futurity was won by Showgood, a two-year-old colt by Showbiz Like No Biz. Bred by Dr. Terry Morgan. Showgood broke his maiden at Arlington by 7.5 lengths on July 16th. He won the Arlington Washington Futurity by a comfortable 2.5 lengths after leading at every pole. In the beaten field, 11 went to the post for youngsters by such sires as Tappet and Taylor the Cat and Congrats and Munnings, the Artist Animal, and other successful sires. No Biz Like Showbiz has sired 3 stakes winners in his first crop. He's got 10 stakes horses now, 6 this year, and he sires the type of hard-hitting runner that can just put you right in the winner's circle. And in case you've forgotten, he was quite a runner himself. He won 6 graded stakes, including the Grade 1 Wood. He earned over $1,544,000. No Biz Like Showbiz is siring runners at Pope McLean's Crestwood Farm. Give Pope or Pope Jr. a call. The phone number over there is 859-252-3770, and see the website at Crestwood Farm. .com.
Now, back to Horsetails with Ursula Ellis.
All righty. I'm talking to Ann Hardy. We've been talking about HorseCountryInc.com.
It's her husband.
Yep, it's a family affair. I've got my husband here with me today as well.
Oh, okay. Hi, nice to meet you.
He's just
nice
hanging out. Well. He wanted to check out the view and see where all the magic happens for Horsetails.
Oh, yeah. This is a great place to watch horses work. You get out here after the break at 8:30.
Yeah, 8:30. Well, it was wild.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is
one of my hats at one time I used to wear was a clocker. I stopped training, and Keeneland bought this place about the time that I stopped training, and they asked me if I'd do the clocking because they knew I wasn't doing anything. So I said, okay, so I'll get you started because I didn't have a clocker at that time. And it was fun. I couldn't believe they were paying me to come out here and look at horses.
Oh, yeah.
And I stayed for 10 years.
Well, that's how I feel about my job.
Well, how's that?
That I can't believe they pay me to get to put all this stuff together. It's so much fun. It's a dream job.
Yeah, what were you doing before?
I worked in association management and marketing and public relations. So, you know, we're a 501c6 not-for-profit membership-based sports league, and I was working on other 501c's, trade associations and things like that.
Okay. Trade association. Mm-hmm. Now, is that the Smiley Pete?
I also did work with Smiley Pete as the editor of Chevy Chaser and Southsider. That was one of my very favorite jobs, just getting to know everything that's going on out in the community. And, of course, Chuck and Chris are amazing.
The dude.
I tell you what.
Yes, the dude and the Burger King also on occasion.
Yeah. I'm probably one of the few people that you'll ever meet that knew Smiley Pete personally.
That is something to brag about, truly, because lots of people check out that plaque on the street and they hear the story.
For those who don't know about Smiley Pete, he was a dog and lived downtown. He lived in a restaurant that was right on the corner, on the northeast corner of Main and Limestone. And it's closed now, of course, but that was his base of operations. And Smiley Pete would wander all over Lexington, and people would feed him. And they would run, article in the papers, please don't feed Smiley Pete. He needs to lose weight.
Oh, no.
And Ted Grizzard, who was with the radio station, I think it was VLK at that time, which was downtown.
Yeah.
And he would do a show, Man on the Street, they called it.
Uh-huh.
And he would do it right in front of the old Phoenix Hotel or across the street in front of the old Ben Ali Theater. And he would always say, now, people, please stop feeding Smiley Pete,
Can you imagine if you were being called out on the radio and in the newspaper for being overweight? Please don't feed Ann Hardy anymore. Can you imagine?
I don't think Smiley Pete cared.
Yeah. Well, Smiley lived quite a while. He'd wander all the way out to UK. He'd wander all over town, And he's buried. I even know where he's buried. He's buried, if you're going out North Broadway and you cross Loudoun, and up on the right, there's a big white building up there on the right. Used to be the old Thoroughbred Record there.
Uh-huh.
And that's where Smiley Pete's buried, right there.
Speaking of dogs, I've got a little buddy here just joined me, I think.
That's Susie's little rescue, mm-hmm. And her name is Maybelle Carter.
Maybelle.
Well, yeah. Who'd have thought that Maybelle Carter would be on Horse Tales this morning?
Huh? I know. She's a sweetheart, isn't she?
She's very sweet.
She's a little bit. She's the guard dog at the clocker stand.
Ooh. Yeah. She's tough. She weighs maybe she's pushing 2.5 pounds.
She'll get you.
Yeah. Where are you from?
I'm from Indianapolis, originally Indianapolis, Indiana.
Yeah. Where'd you go to school?
I went to Asbury University down here.
Oh, okay. She went to Asbury.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So
good
for
you.
I grew up as a Hoosier in terms of my geographic location, but came down to go to summer camp when I was younger here in Kentucky and just fell in love with it. Mm-hmm. Came to school here and have made it home, and I've been a huge fan ever since, and I don't think we'll ever leave.
Well, good.
Well, we'd hate to lose you.
It's a nice enough place.
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
Well, we're going to let you go.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate
it. Anytime we can help you guys.
Or call me if you have any particular announcements and I can put them on the show.
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. And we sure hope that everyone will come out and visit our locations during Breeders' Cup Festival. And we're just so excited for everybody.
Where is that going to be now?
You can order tickets at the www.breederscupfestival.com.
Oh, and you meant location, you meant on air.
Yep. You can,
I'm an old timer. I'm thinking about a physical location. Well, I thought you had a booth somewhere.
All of the tours will start and end at the Red Mile.
Mentally, it's in your head. There's no comma in your Breeders' Cup www.
No punctuation in
that.
Okay. Nope.
I just wanted to check.
Perfect. Well, thank you again all so much. I really appreciate it.
All right. Well, thanks for coming by. Nice meeting you.
Nice meeting
Take good
you
care of it.
Do my best.
All right. Well, we can give you some pretty good reasons to take a good look at the yearlings by First Defense at the upcoming sales. First of all, he sired an Eclipse Award winner in his first crop and closed hatches. Winner of 7 graded stakes, 5 grade 1, and of over $2,707,000. Then there's Dun Donnell, a group stakes winner in England and a stakes winner again this year. And the 2015 graded stakes winner, Fame and Power. And French stakes winner, Privet Hedge. And Chicago stakes winner, Pistol Drawn. And 2015 stakes winner Tom Belaim, and 2015 stakes multiple stakes winner, graded stakes winner Iris Jasper. That's just to mention a few of the black type runners by First Defense. The best is yet to come. That's the great thing about this horse. The quality of mare sent to First Defense since his first crop came out running is out of this world. First Defense, a genetic masterpiece. Bound Bridal Song out of Grade 1 winner Honest Lady, the daughter of Seattle Slew and Broodmare of the Year Troussard. One Grade 1 stakes sprinting on dirt. And he's a sire of a classic winner in his first crop. He stands at Judmont Farm. Inquiries to Garrett O'Rourke, Aaron Fry, and see the website at judmont.com. Well, last Saturday, now it's going to be a long one, because good Lord have mercy. Last Saturday at the Kerr, the Group 3 Renaissance Stakes was won by Movista, bred by John Gunther. The Victoria Park Stakes at Woodbine went to Bill Starr, bred by Charles Fipke. Then on Monday, Saratoga Summer Colony Stakes was won by Catch My Drift, bred by Fred Hertrich III and John Felding, and raised at Watercress Farm. And earlier at York, the Grade 3 Grand Volts Azure was won by Storm the Stars, bred by Summer Wind Farm. Movista, Bill Starr, Catch My Dream, and Storm the Stars were all raised on products from McCauley Brothers. And on Monday, the first foal out of Rachel Alexander, Jesse's Dream, won his first start, coming from 18 lengths out of it to win by a length under a hand ride. Jesse's Dream was awarded Rising Star status by Thoroughbred Daily News. Earlier at the Saratoga meet, the second foal produced by Rachel Alexander, a 2-year-old filly, Rachel's Valentine, won her first start in impressive fashion. Jesse's Dream and Rachel Alexander were bred by Stone Street Thoroughbreds in the estate of Harold T. McCormick and were raised on McCauley products at Stone Street Farm. McCauley Brothers is proud to be associated with many of the world's most successful horsemen. For more about the McCauley products, call Mike Warren or David Longmire at 859-873-3333. See the website at McCauleyBros.com. Stop by the office at 111 Broadway in Versailles. McCauley Brothers, that's where. All about the horse. Daily Racing Form Sunday edition is out. It's another great, great edition. And what'd I do with it? Somebody walk off with my... Oh, here it is. Let's see what kind of past performances they got in that thing. How about Saratoga, Belterra, Gulfstream, Monmouth Park, Ellis Park, Columbus. That's in Nebraska. That's not Ohio. Canterbury, Arlington Park, and Woodbine. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 sets of past performances. Also in there, of course, oops, almost spilled my water. I did spill it. Here's an article by John Sparkman. About John Nayrud. John is John Sparkman, of course, one of the nation's top sports writers, and he'll do a really good job. And there's an article on joint care where they take a critical look at some of the supplements supplied. Also, here's what you need to do. North America, the most comprehensive stakes report available anywhere for owners and breeders, providing full details of all black type stakes in North America, including pedigree, detailed progeny reports on the female family, information on the winning sire, comes out every Tuesday. All you have to do is log on to drfbreeding.com. drfbreeding.com. That's North American Stakes Results. It comes out every Tuesday. It's a very informative edition. And, of course, it's published by the Daily Racing Form, and that is America's Bible when it comes to racing. The Daily Racing Form, great, great organization. All right. What are we doing now, Rissy?
You're supposed to press five.
Do what?
To succeed at the
New York today. And we've got Steve Moody with us, who is the author of the Saratoga Handicapping Sheet, which is published by Bloodstock Research Information Services. And, Steve, how are you this morning?
Doing all right, Ursel.
Well, I know you're not going to go for 1-5 in the Travers, so who are you picking to beat? Who are you picking to beat American Pharoah today?
Well, I just thought the race was, his to lose. I mean, I realize it's been 74 years since we've had a Triple Crown winner actually win the Travers. So there is a lot of history going against, American Pharoah today, but I just think he towers over this field. So to me, it's a race where I root for him to win, but it's unplayable in my mind, because I don't know who I would pick if I thought I could beat him, but there's no way I obviously bet on him at that kind of a price. So I just have to play some of the other races on the card. It's, you know, they got six grade ones today. There's a lot of good races. So I'll just root for this horse maybe to make a little more history. The first Triple Crown winner since World Away to win the Travers.
All right, you chicken. Well, okay, pick out one of the other stakes and give me a little better price. How's that?
All right, we can do that. There's no, just checked to see if there's any scratch. There's only one scratch in all of the stake races today, and that's in the, I think it's the seventh. Yeah, that's the seventh, the Laverdad, scratch out of the Ballerina. We'll go to the King's Bishop, Ursula. This is always a good race. Seven furlongs for 3-year-olds, a grade one, $500,000 purse. Really, full field in here, or nearly full, 11 horses running, and lots of speed in the race, with Commute and Holy Boss and Run Happy. And so, I mean, I think it sets up for one with a little bit of tactical speed. I really like the two horse in here, Ursel, Grand Billy, 5-1 on the morning line for Gustavo Delgado. Comes off a big win in the carry back at Gulfstream. And I think he's going to be able to get the perfect trip in here, just sitting just off of all that speed and come and get him in the late going. It looks like to me the race sets up really well for him. Holy Boss is probably the one to beat. He's 3-1 morning line. He's got ton of speed. He's going to be out there battling from the start, and we'll see if he has got enough left to hold everybody off, especially going 7 furlongs. He has won 4 out of 5 races this year. The bottom horse is another one I think has worth a look in here, Run Happy, 11 horse at 12-1. Got a ton of speed. He's going to be out there winging it. If he were to somehow shake loose in here, he could be dangerous, and I think in any case he's got a chance to maybe hold on and get part of it. So if you're playing the superfecta or trifecta, he's worth throwing in there at what should be a good price. So we're going to go with Grand Billy in here, 2-7-11 in the King's Bishop.
Yeah, Run Happy is trained here at the Thoroughbred Center. Maria Burrell trains him here at the Thoroughbred Center, young lady, and watched him work here. So, I mean, he's got some real speed, that's for sure. Also, Limousine Liberal is trained by Ben Colebrook, and Ben keeps a stable here of horses at the Thoroughbred Center also. So Thoroughbred Center well represented up in the King's Bishop up at Saratoga today. So anyway, that's great. Okay. All right, my friend. What did you think of Beholder's Race the other day?
Oh, she was just ultra impressive. It'll be if we can get American Pharoah, both get him to Keeneland for the Classic, that would be That'd be some kind of way to cap off the year, wouldn't it?
It sure as heck would. Well, we were talking a little bit earlier that I was talking to Michael Bruins up Saratoga. I wonder if there'd be a chance that they would bring her here to run in the Spinster. Because, you know, it's the last prep race really for the Breeders' Cup races. And it would give her an opportunity to see how she travels and how she liked the Keeneland surface, you know. So what do you think?
I think that's a good possibility. I mean, the Spinster has been a very good precursor to winning the Breeders' Cup. Now, obviously, most of those were, you know, just about all of them were going from the Spinster into the Breeders' Cup Distaff. But in this case, you have maybe her going from the Spinster into the Classic, and of course, obviously, with the Breeders' Cup being at Keeneland. So you couldn't ask for much more of an opportunity than that. So,
yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah.
I would think it's a distinct possibility. They might have six weeks off or so and then run there at the first of October and then come back at the end of October. So.
Yeah,
might work out exactly right.
Yeah, that would. Of course, we're not training her, but there you go. All right, Steve, thanks so much. Steve Moody with the Saratoga Handicapper Sheet, and as soon as the racing comes up from Ellis Park, I guess are you gonna do what was Kentucky Downs? Well, it is Kentucky Downs.
Yeah, we'll be doing Kentucky Downs and Churchill both during September.
Okay, good. All right. Okay, that's a handicapper sheet. You can get that. Go to brisnet.com, BRISNET.com, and pick it up. And it's worth your while. It's a lot of fun just to read at it. And thanks so much, Steve, and we'll talk to you a little bit later.
All right, Russell.
Well, De Hare is a proven sire stakes winner. In fact, he sat a multiple graded stakes winner in his first crop. Inadab is also a proven sire of greatest stakes winners with a record of siring superb sprinters, just like himself. Albertus Maximum has already sired a stakes winner in his first crop, and his first two starters, both two-year-olds, won at First Asking this year. Now, that's a great start for Albertus Maximum. He won the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile, the Grade 1 Don, going a mile and an eighth. That's at Gulfstream. And the Windy Sands Handicap set a new track record there at Del Mar, going a mile. And Albertus Maximus retired with earnings of $1,328,000. De Hare, of course, is a Grade 1 stakes winner. He's by Awesome Again. And Intadab, a brilliant winner of graded stakes, sprinting. He's a son of the top sprint sire, Phone Trick, the sire's 54 stakes winners. And, of course, Albertus Maximus. And all three are siring runners. And all three stand at Shadwell Farm. Inquiries to Stallion Manager Ken Barnes. See the website at Shadwell Farm.
Want unlimited access to pedigrees for more than 2 million foals? Then Brissette.com's American Produce Records is for you. Updated in real time and available on demand, go to Brissette.com/APR. Optimized for tablet and mobile, Brissette.com's APR online is the place for instant access to a wealth of information on nearly every North American thoroughbred dating back more than a century. Race records, public auction prices, pedigree statistics, and more. All included for $275 per year. Visit brissette.com/APR and discover why the APR has been the choice of bloodstock and racing professionals for generations and why a new generation is using APR online.
Well, Classic winner Super Saver is a sire of a Classic winner in his first crop. August 22 at Saratoga, Embellished the Lace, led from wire to wire to win the Grade 1 Alabama over a superb field of three-year-old fillies. Going the Classic distance of a mile and a quarter in the beaten field with the winners of the Kentucky Oaks, the Coaching Club American Oaks, the Mother Goose, the Ashland Stakes, all Grade 1. Embellish the Lace is the sixth winner from the first crop by Super Saver. Four of them won graded stakes and two Grade 1. Embellish the Lace was bred by Windstar Farm. In other stakes last Saturday, Shore Runner by More Than Ready won Saratoga's Troy Stakes. Flutterby by Congrats won the Gold Mover Stakes at Gulfstream. Then on Monday, Catch My Drift by Pioneer of the Nile won Saratoga's Summer Colony Stakes. Like Super Saver and More Than Ready and Pioneer of the Nile and Congrats, they all stand at Windstar Farm. For more on the Windstar stands, at call Kyle Wilson or Sean Tugel or Carolyn Walsh at 859-873-1717 and see the website at windstarfarm.com.
Now, back to the Thoroughbred Training Center in Ursel Ellis.
All right. Well, Remy Bella came walking in the door here.
Good morning, Ursel.
He's got
helmet hair.
Got helmet hair?
At least I got hair. I'm happy about that.
Now you're hitting low. Not only on your head, you're wearing a sporting brick. Yeah,
that's right.
What is it with the beards these days?
Well, my wife likes it, so I'm leaving it put. Actually, I joke around. There's one of our kids out there on the track right now. I said, until they learn how to ride, I'm not going to shave. And my beard might be 10 feet long.
Funny. Funny. You backed yourself into some kind of corner.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, of course, Rennie is the director of the...
North American Racing Academy.
North American Racing Academy.
Racing school here in the
race. Racing school.
It is. As a matter of fact, I'm now part of a group called the International Federation of Horse Racing Academies, which is a global federation, and we've got over 25 to almost 30 schools from around the world, all under one roof, including the British Racing School, the French Racing School, us.
Irish have one.
Irish are there too. We've got schools from Australia, New Zealand, from the Middle East, and it's all underwritten by Sheikh Mansour of Abu Dhabi, who's a big sportsman and loves Arabian racing, and he underwrites the whole thing, which is amazing.
Wow.
And we get to send some of our apprentices to ride in France, in England. They get a chance to travel and learn new cultures and ride races in other parts of the world.
Wow.
Yeah, that's
excellent.
Who do you got out riding at the races now?
Well, we've got Vanessa Real, who you see here in the mornings. She's riding a little gal, Laura Lee Glazer, who used to see out here riding in the morning. She's riding in Maryland, doing well. We've got kids all over the place still now. And as importantly is that we've really been working hard to develop our school as a workforce training program overall.
Yeah.
Because when I talk to trainers, they say, listen, we've got a lot of really good riders, but we need good workers, assistant trainers, barn foremen who can gallop a horse in a pinch, but are good, solid, workers. And that's really opened up the school to a great extent. We got like 45 kids overall enrolled. We're doing classes online.
Wow.
We're the first ones to do that. And they're coming from everywhere.
How do you pick up a foot online?
Well, that's the thing. See, a lot of people say that doesn't replace the live action.
Hands on.
But, things like anatomy and physiology, you can do a lot of prep work where they're learning about the basics of the horse online. And what's good about that is that the kids can do that from home and knock out a lot of the courses, and then when they're ready to come here, they don't have as many courses to pay out-of-state tuition to take while they're here.
Right.
So they've done a lot of the prerequisite stuff, but they do have to come here and get in that barn when it's 12 below zero like it was in February and pay their dues and work hard.
That's a good idea. That's kind of like Pony Club. In the winter, the little kids do seminary kind of things, and
absolutely.
In the summer, the kids ride because it just makes better use of the time.
Well, I'll give you an example. We're also working with the Jockey Club on preparing online continuing education classes that they're going to present to the industry, because there are certain states that are going to require trainers to have at least 4 hours of CE for licensing. And so what we've done is...
isn't that interesting?
Yeah. But a lot of them were kind of skeptical, but we took Dr. Bramblage's presentation at the summit that he talked about how many miles to put on bone on a horse, and we whittled it down into an online class, and they love it. I mean, they really like
it. I'd love to see the curriculum, and I'd love to see the books and stuff. That's excellent.
Yeah.
What kind of stuff, say, if I was still training and I needed continuing education, what would I take?
Well, my big thing was that we have to offer these horsemen a variety of things, because you're not going to go and teach them how to saddle a horse, for example.
Right.
But things like, for example, immigration rules and the paperwork they need to have,
yeah,
as far as hiring people, H-2A, H-2B visa requirements, business courses. We have a equine business program about, you know, taxes and different things like that.
Well, I would think also a medication, mm-hmm, veterinary, yep.
We
pick
do that
up,
as well.
Because that's something else that develops.
And it changes all the time, you know. So the more you can keep them up to speed on the latest developments, the better, you know. So
yeah,
we do a variety of things like that.
That's an excellent idea, because some things, like you say, do change. Some never do.
Now, of course, this morning, we can't teach a kid how to ride online. So I was out there with a couple of our apprentices, Cody Kellenberger and David Massad. David comes to us from San Diego, California. He had a degree over there. Never been on a horse until last January, and now he's working horses. And
is that
wow,
right?
Well, and Cody as well. So we're going to plan on placing them with a couple of trainers at Keeneland and have them shadow a couple of riders, which is a new thing we're going to try to do, so that way they can really learn from the best.
That's great.
Well, and I always think if you're a trainer and you can get on your horse, mm-hmm, that is such an advantage. You can feel something that you might not really see, or the rider can't really express, especially if they can't speak English. They can't tell you, you know, it's a little different today than it was yesterday. I think that's a super advantage.
Well, and plus we go, you've met Dixie Hayes when you interviewed her, our instructor.
Yeah,
yeah. Real pretty girl.
Yeah.
You hire her for that reason?
No, not at all. I hire her for...
I would have.
I'm required by contract to have that answer, so... But we try to teach him how to be the eyes and ears of a trainer. So they come back and they can give them good information.
Yeah, that's so much communications.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
All righty.
Yeah. But we're teaching them how to cool horses out. If you get them hot, you got to cool them out. So we may not have David
and
Jordan.
And not a clean tack, of course.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
And plastic tack is icky. Let's put that there.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. The mane goes on the right side for a very good reason and all that good stuff.
Attention to details. Yeah, it's
important. Yeah, it really, you know, people give themselves away if they really haven't done it or they don't have that much experience. You can just watch them.
Well, like this morning, we worked a couple of babies. We worked them 3/8 of a mile, and this is their second work. So I went out there with them on another horse. And the important thing is to teach them not to get surprised, you know, because when they're young, things happen so much faster when you're not used to it on the track. So I try to get them to where they're ready and settled in on the rail at least 1/8 of a mile before the pole. And it's still, you know, they kind of got caught flat-footed. So I'm glad to be out there to be able to teach them when they come back. Okay, here's what you need to do next time. You know?
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
Super. I think that's great. I love that.
The online
continuing
classes,
education stuff. I think that's excellent.
Remy, we're running out of time.
All right.
Can you come back
next week?
Absolutely.
Bring the kids.
I will. I'll bring them next time.
Yeah, come a little earlier and bring the kids. I want to talk to the kids, see what they think of you.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Remy.
Thank you, Remy
Bellin.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
And we'll talk to you maybe next week.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, the first Fools by Arch to 2-year-olds, and they're coming out running. 7 have won. 6 others have placed. All but 1 in maiden specials. And they're competing at the major tracks, Keeneland and Churchill, Ellis Park in Kentucky. 3 have hit the board at Del Mar. Others at Santa Anita, Golden Gate, Delaware, Gulfstream. Now, this bodes well for the future, because Arch, although he did win stakes as a 2-year-old, came back at 3, really came into his own. He won the Grade 1 $1 million Arkansas Derby on his way to earning over $832,000, and he represents a great stamina sire line. Arch, Chris S., Roberto, Hail to Reason. The two most recent winners by Arch are Arcatur, bred by Philip Hunter and Claire Hager, winner of a maiden special at Del Mar, and Archella, bred by Equus Farm, winner last Wednesday of a maiden special at Delaware Park. Take a good look at the Arch yearlings at the upcoming sales. He stands at Spendthrift Farm, the Breeders' Farm. Call Des Dempsey or Brian Lyle or Mark Toothacker at 859-294-0030. Ask about breeding incentives and the possibility of breeding on Southern Hemisphere time, and see the website at SpendthriftFarm.com.
Now, back to Horse Tales with Ursula Ellis.
All righty. Jackie, you got a couple of minutes, and well, let me give you the winners from the Thoroughbred Center since last week's show, and there've been about nine of them. Let's see. Helmut Jackson won one at Belterra. Tommy Short won one at Indiana. Tommy Short won another one. Was that the same day? Same darn day. At Mountaineer. Boy, how'd he get to Mountaineer in Indiana? No one.
What?
Oh, no, they delegate somebody to settle one of them, I'm sure. John O'Meara owns a farm over here on the Russell Cave Road. Trained one at one up at Belterra. Eduardo Carramore trained one at Belterra. Winner there. Chuck Peary had one at Indiana Downs. Tommy Short had another one. Gee whiz, that's three in a week for Tommy. Good job. Tom does a good job. And Juan Ruvalcaba won one at Mountaineer. And then Matt Frazier last night won a quarter horse race at Indiana Downs. So congratulations to all of those them there people. Once again, a races today. I think we're running out of time, Jackie.
Okay.
I'm waiting to hear my music down there. Anyway, they run into Grade One Travers, Pioneer of the Nile. Also up there, it's the Sword Dancer Grade One, the Personal Ensign Grade One, the Four Goal, named after one of the all-time greats. Also at it's a Saratoga is a Grade One. They run in the Grade One Ballerina. Good Lord, Gertrude. They run in the Grade One King's Bishop. And they run in the Grade Two Stakes up there. How'd that one get in there? The Bolton Spa Stakes, a Grade Two race there. Let's see. Tomorrow at Monmouth Park, it's the Violet Stakes, Grade Three. And then on Sunday at Monmouth Park, it's the Island Grade Three. And the Torrey Pine Stakes out at Del Mar, and it is Grade Three. Well, there goes Dale and Roy Rogers singing to me now, so that means it's time to bail out. Stay tuned now for Cameron Mills. And thanks, Robert, down at the station, and the rest of you here in the studio. And thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.